This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
The album has gone gangbusters and it's only just been released. It is just amazing stuff and exciting. And the album, it gives me a head spin looking at it, but that's okay. Hillsong United, the album is Zion. It is out now. And we have Joel Houston on the phone with us this morning. Good morning to you, Joel.
Good morning to you also.
Well, it actually it's really morning for you because you've just hit the morning. Thank you for speaking to us in the wee small hours. I find it bizarre that we're speaking to a band that's mainly based in Sydney, but you're in South Africa at the moment.
That's right. We're in beautiful Cape Town in the very, very bottom tip of Africa. It's an amazing. We're having an amazing time, but yeah, we're missing home.
I mean, your international audiences respond very well. I mean, they respond well in Australia, but like it's pretty phenomenal what happens like in places like South Africa and South America. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, I think people are people. So, you know, everybody kind of, you come to a place like this and it can feel a lot the same because no matter where you go, people generally have the same response to what we do at least. And I think it's encouraging because it says a lot about, you know, about God and about, you know, the music that we're making and about, the you know, where people are at in general. But, you know, it's always encouraging to come here to a place like this and people are singing the songs and, you know, fired up and loving life and all the rest of it. So it's good.
Cool.
I've just got the word of that. Zion yesterday went to number one on the US mainstream iTunes charts. It's gone number one in Australia, of course, Singapore, Indonesia, Fiji, all the mainstream iTunes charts. Congratulations. That is phenomenal.
Yeah, it's pretty mind-blowing, to be honest. And, you know, we're really excited because we threw ourselves into this project. I mean, I like to think that we always have and always will, but, you know, we really put the best that we had into this and really believe that, you know, God would do something special with this project. And it seems like so far, you know, people are connecting with it, you know.
Well, this is your third studio album. You've released a stack of live albums in between there as well. What's so significant, I guess, about a studio album? And tell us a little bit about that process.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it allows you to be a little bit more creative in that process, and I think it was important for us. We just wanted to just put our best foot forward with everything we had, whether it was from writing the lyrics and the songs to the production of the album. Just wanted to not compromise an aspect of it, and you know, at the risk of maybe overdoing it. It just felt like at this point in our journey, at least, we wanted to make sure that we weren't settling. And, you know, when we started out many years ago now, you know, we wanted to write music that we liked and that, you know, that our friends liked. And I think sometimes you can get very comfortable and there's a temptation to kind of rest on your laurels a little bit and go, well, this has worked for us in the past, so let's kind of keep it here. And with this project, the whole thing, it was like, let's just give it everything we have, just see what is possible and make sure that we're keeping it pure and simple at the same time. And I think, you know, I'd like to think we found the balance and you know, I think we'll get to do the songs live. We've been doing the songs live here in South Africa and people have been singing them and it creates a whole other dynamic to it, which I think is great, and hopefully we'll get the chance to record that in the future too. But you know, I'm really proud of the project and I'm excited about what it can do.
Definitely a bit of a shift in sound. I mean, probably a few years ago, more kind of on the rock side of things, and now kind of getting into the electro side. Like, was that quite fun in the studio to kind of be developing those sounds?
Yeah, definitely. You know, we just had a laugh. And the funny thing is, I think, you know, we've been doing, you know, everyone, a lot of people are kind of, so many synths, and it's like, people are calling it techno and all the rest of it. I'm thinking, no. Mm. No, I mean, we use the same instruments we've been using for years. It's just, I think we got a bit more creative with the sounds we use on those instruments. A lot of the sounds are actually just guitars, just running through different pedals and effects.
Oh, wow.
And I think, you know, I think it's funny because when people think of a worship album or even a Christian album in general, it's so funny how all of a sudden there's all these rules that people put on it. Like, you can't do that, you can't do this. If you do that, it's too much. And we just decided to kind of just, I know, shrug our shoulders at it a little bit and go, look, this is the music we like, this is what we love, this is what we feel like people are listening to, and let's be true to what we love and do it in a way that is still, you know, at its heart very pure and the rest is whatever it is. So I think the songs are still very simple. It's just we've just had a bit more fun, you know, painting them up.
Yeah, for sure. Is there a standout track on the album for you guys?
It's funny, you know, I think everyone's got a different favourite song, but what's been surprising is there's a song called Oceans, in parenthesis, Where Feet May Fail. It was actually, it was the first song we wrote melodically for the album, and it was the last song that we finished lyrically, and for whatever reason, it has been the song that people have grabbed a hold of like crazy, and, you know, it's surprising, and I love that. I love when a song surprises you, and this song seems to be connected with people. Live, we've been doing it live, and it's been incredible. And also, it's the song that people are downloading the most. So I'm excited about what I can do.
And how amazing is Taya Smith? She is what a phenomenal singer. She's great.
She's the best. She's amazing. And it was funny, the first time I ever... We actually had the song. We weren't sure who was going to sing it. And we were actually at church... And I saw this girl with this crazy long blonde hair, you know, big fro. And she was going crazy on stage. I was like, I turned to Brooke Lidgetwood / Fraser. I said, who is that girl? And she's like, that's Taya. I'm like, that's Taya. Because I'm obviously, I've been in New York, so I haven't been here much.
Mm.
And I'm like, okay. And she turns to me, she goes, have you heard her sing? I said, no. And she goes, you got to hear her sing. I said, great. Well, so I asked her to come down to the studio to just sing a demo of the lyrics. We just finished the lyrics. She sung it in one take, and we were like just floored, completely floored by it. It was an amazing experience, and we had her sing like two more times just for safety, and that's basically what you hear is what she did. And it's a complete incredible kind of story how that all came together, but she's amazing.
Wow, very cool.
What's left on the tour? You're in South Africa now. Where are you headed next?
We finish up... in Durban tomorrow, and then we're back in Sydney for Colour Conference, and then we're getting ready to go to do the Zion tour through the States. At the end of the year, we're looking at being in Brazil and other places. So it's a big year for us, but you know, I think honestly, it's so refreshing for us to feel so excited about what we do. You know, having done this for so long and. You know, it really does feel like a new day. It feels like, you know, we're a part of something that has never happened before. And I think that's, you know, that's fuel for the journey. You know, and so we're excited about it all.
Thank you so much at 1 a.m. in the morning for catching up with us, and congrats again on just how gangbuster Zion's gone already. And all the best.
Thanks. We love you guys. Appreciate everything.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.